In the small southern Russian town of Beslan, people are still trying to recover from last year's terrorist attack on a school. That attack left 330 people dead, half of them children. Since the tragedy, the town's mothers have become a political force. NPR's Martha Wexler has this story of one mother.
The Mothers Committee of Beslan has rented out a room on the first floor of a building on October Street. The women leave the door open, welcoming anyone who wants to drop by. Some grief-stricken parents come every day to chat and drink tea. Others may stop in once a week. Rita Sadakova is one of the stalwarts of the Mothers Committee. She says the women provide psychological help no physician can give. But the committee is more than a support group.
We have to shout out to all the world so that this horror doesn't repeat itself. If the mothers and fathers of the children who died in the Moscow theater had shouted out, maybe there wouldn't have been a Beslan.
The Beslan mothers are shouting out. They blocked a road, petitioned Russian President Vladimir Putin, and staged a hunger strike. The government has already paid $40,000 for each family member lost, but the Mothers' Committee has other demands. First, it was the resignation of Alexander Zasokhov, who was president of Ossetia, when the terrorists seized the school.
We realized he betrayed the Republic. He was the leader of the Republic, and he could not do anything. In fact, it turned out that he couldn't do anything. But that's why he should have just stepped down.
Zasokhov finally did resign in May, after the mothers threatened to march to Moscow. Now, the committee is demanding to know what exactly happened in Beslan School No. 1 on the first 3 days of September last year. Rita Sadakova says officials aren't interested in those answers. She points to the fact that on September 4th, the ruins of the school were hosed down to clean off the blood and human tissue. Much of the refuse was taken to the dump. That's where she found a white blouse belonging to her 9-year-old daughter, Alechka. The girl must have taken it off in the stifling heat because she was burned alive when the school gym caught fire. Rita Sadakova identified her body by a white spot on one of her teeth.
I found my daughter. It wasn't as if pieces of burning plastic or wood fell on her. She was completely engulfed in the flames and burned in equal measure all over. So what was it that caused her to burn this way?
Sadakova is convinced it was the incendiary weapons Russian forces used when they stormed the building. This is a matter of dispute at the current trial of a Chechen who Russian authorities say is the sole surviving terrorist. The mothers regularly attend the trial and exercise their right to question witnesses. Sadakova rejects criticism that the mothers are too political. Some here say true grief is silent. Rita Sadakova's grief is profound. She is rail thin and wears a black suit with a long skirt. Her gaunt face, like a saint's on an icon, is framed by a scarf. Sadakova's husband died when Alechka was just 3, and she was raising the child alone.
I wanted her to see the beauty in life. I would point out beautiful clouds, beautiful sunsets. I wanted her to have more of a childhood. I didn't burden her with music lessons or language classes. She was an active kid who liked to play outside. So I let her be a kid. I let her feel freedom and independence. I let her be with friends. I let her just enjoy riding her bike and roller skating.
Rita Sadakova was a bookkeeper, but she says her life revolved around her child. She says Ossetians make a cult of their children, and Alechka was her idol.
The only politics we knew was to raise our children to be worthy, healthy, and beautiful. You know, one of the other women was asked in an interview, "Why are you so political?" She answered with this phrase, "We entered politics to the extent that politics entered us."
Sadakova says that as she and the other mothers pursue their political goals, it's probably those children who are no longer with us who are telling us what to do. Martha Wexler, NPR News.